Welcome back here to the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational at the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club. This is Focus with Paul W. Smith. I'm Anthony Bellino filling in for Uncle Paul today in a perfect venue. The day after the U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2, we are at the home of the upcoming 2034 and 2051 U.S. Opens here at Oakland Hills. And we're here for a great cause with Corwell Health. Dr. Daniel Carey, the president, Corwell Health, William Beaumont University Hospital there in Royal Oak, joins us. You are the co-chair for this event. Just mashed a drive. You're 70 yards out. You leave your team to come do radio with me. Doctor, thank you so much for the time today.
It's my pleasure, Anthony. Great to be with you here this afternoon. What a beautiful day. Wow.
What a beautiful day. What a beautiful drive. If you get back to your group and they didn't make good on that, what are you going to tell them?
Well, it's about fun. I hope they made the great approach and make the putt for that birdie. But if not, we're having a great day out here for a great cause.
Yes, and you mentioned the word hope, and events like these can bring hope to so many because of the funds that are raised here. How does the community support this Drive for Life impact Corwell Health patients overall?
There's no way to say it except that it makes a huge difference. There's so many particular therapies that we have, but you've got to stitch it together. You've got to make it a whole. You've got to be able to help patients navigate through the system and provide innovative new techniques and new equipment. And it really is the difference between good and truly great and world-class. We're so excited to have these resources through this event.
Now, the foundation hosts several fundraising events like this one here, but that's not all that it does. Can you give us an overview on the importance of the foundation to the hospital programs?
Right. The foundation is, again, it's a way to connect with the community. It's also a way for community to, again, create resources that simply would not be there anyway. So for us, it's again, we live in the community. We want this is the care that we would want for ourselves and our own family. My wife was operated on it at the University Hospital. So we understand what it means to the community. And this is a way for the community to get involved to help own these programs along with us as we create world-class programs in a community-friendly setting.
You know, Tom was talking earlier, Tom McGannon, the Vice President of Community Engagement there at Corwell Health. He was talking about the funds raised here in some of the different avenues that they go as far as patient care, whether it's underinsured and transportation, trying to get people back and forth to and from their treatments. Dr. Deckney was on with us earlier talking about the new and improved robotic surgery where they take the incisions down from 5.5 to 6 inches down to 3.5 centimeters, which I was trying to do my conversions. I got temperature in Fahrenheit. I got Celsius over there. I'm working on the metric system. But you think about how all of these different sort of avenues for patient treatment and patient care come together. And what is seen as an event for guys and gals to come out here and play this beautiful course, how it all culminates in the benefit for the patient.
Sure. And you mentioned this beautiful course. You know, for many of us, this is a bucket list experience. This course is just, you see it on TV, you hear about it, but playing it is just such a treat. So when we can provide that experience for such a great cause, it's just a dynamic duo, if you will, of self-reinforcing positive things for the individuals that are supporting the programs and the programs that are there for the community when we all need them. And, you know, I've been a physician for many years, more years than I want to admit. But in those 35 or 40 years, it's just incredible the difference between the kinds of things we can cure or put at bay for an indefinite, for decades. And each year, new treatments are made available. We have great new physicians that are being trained in new techniques, new discoveries. But at the local level, we've got to make sure that's part of our programming. And that's what these resources do. They bring those to the bedside in our communities so that they can make a difference and you don't have to go around the world to get world-class care. It's available just down the street.
And you might be thinking to yourself, I mean, because you named it, I mean, bucket list. That's what it is. The U.S. Open is coming back. The Ryder Cup has been here. There are 8 USGA events from the Junior Am coming up in late July here at Oakland Hills, all the way through, as I mentioned, 2051. I mean, the schedule is packed with events. Bucket list item, you can pay $500 or $700 to go play TPC Sawgrass for a round of 18, and then you have to get all the way there. Or you can get involved with an event like this and know that your money's going somewhere great and have a wonderful outing here at this bucket list course.
It is, and we've got 200 golfers today. We're raising almost $300,000 for cancer research, cancer services, cancer equipment and infrastructure. It is just one of those things that it's successful every year because it's doing great things and creating a great experience. And that connection is something that the community really recognizes, and you can feel it if you're here.
And if you have a stick and you want to get out here, you got to put this event on your list of things to do. Get it on the calendar early, people. How do they go about doing that, Doc?
Well, we can make sure that, one, it's the Drive for Life Invitational. You can see it at the Corwell Health website. Also, you can always call the foundation, 947-522-011. And also, if they did not get in this year's event, we are still taking contributions for these important programs that we have. So you've got the number, but also visit Beaumont.org/giving.
Now, as the co-chair of this event, did you, you know, you have to have a certain level of game to slap co-chair on the nameplate there. You know, what are we, you know, how you playing out there today?
Well, I think Nancy Sussek is my co-chair. She's the president at Troy Hospital, a part of the Corwell Health System, and she's been a great partner. Our fundraising committee has been terrific, and you know, I played well last year. I'm playing well today, so it's been a great day so far.
Well, Dr. Carey, get back out there. Come on, you hit that great drive. You got to make sure the team cleans up the approach. We thank you for your time. Thanks for stopping by, and we interrupted your round to come join us here on WJR, but we appreciate it, my friend.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, doctor. There he goes. He is Dr. Daniel Carey, President of Corwell Health at William Beaumont University Hospital there in Royal Oak here for the Drive for Life Invitational at Oakland Hills Country Club. This is a fabulous venue for us to be at. We are so happy and proud to be a part of this. And the approach shot that when our last guest was on, Andrew Arnold, the meteorologist and lead forecaster for the National Weather Service, when he was on, I made a mention that a great golf shot was hit here at the green at number 18 on the North Course at Oakland Hills. That great golf shot was hit by none other than our own Todd Flood. He went from behind the bench to right behind the flagstick.
Wow. I mean, it's not, what can Todd Flood not do?
I mean, unbelievable. It wouldn't be surprising to me if he was taking some meetings out here on the golf courses. We are pulling doctors in from the golf course, pulling them in from the hospital. Now we've got Todd Flood out there hitting absolute. I mean, that was the perfect golf shot because the way that this 18th is set up here on the North Course, right? It's a straightaway par four. You've got it, you know, fairway bunker left, greenside bunkers encompass and surround this green. It is a reverse tabletop sort of green. So you have the higher shelf near the front and everything will slope off towards the back. And then there is a secondary slope off the front right of the green. And the pin is actually tucked in the back left. So Todd Flood hits his ball to the middle of the green. It hits, takes a bounce, catches the slope, almost winning the cup. I had to go tell him before our interview with Dr. Carey how close he was to just pulling off the two on the par four.
And you didn't even know that was him at the time either.
I had no idea. It sounds like I'm just doing a corporate thing right now, but I swear that is the shot of the tournament so far, at least that I've been able to see here right off of the 18th green at the North Course at Oakland Hills. A beautiful venue and a wonderful cause here for the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational at Oakland Hills. We'll step aside. When we return, Kristen Sokol, the Senior Director of Advancement Communications and Marketing at Gleaners Community Food Bank of Southeastern Michigan, WJR Cares Day. Yeah, that's right. We care, and we're trying to feed the community. We're going to talk about it next here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR.